This is the National Daily.
Welcome to October 26th, 2020 on the National Day calendar. Today we celebrate the workhorse of the Old West and a sure sign it's fall. More after the break.
Things that are soft. Clouds, puppies, pillows, hand sanitizer. No, really. SafPower hand sanitizer cream is made with cold-pressed safflower oil. SafPower moisturizes and rejuvenates your skin while also protecting you from harmful germs. For more on the difference you can feel, visit SafPower.com.
One of the great unsung heroes of the Old West wasn't even a person. It's the mule. These animals are a hybrid of a female horse and a male donkey. And they inherited the best traits from each of their parents. They're athletic and intelligent, but they also have greater range of vision and surer footing than either the horse or the donkey. Plus, they're more even-tempered. Combining all of these traits into one created the perfect animal to help settlers expand across America. Mules could carry heavy loads, walk longer distances, and navigate rugged mountain terrain. And they were the perfect pack animal and companion for cowboys. On National Mule Day, tip your hat to an animal that helped tame the West and did it without any complaints, partner.
There's no doubt that pumpkins find their place on our radar as symbols of fall and our love of the season. How quickly we embrace leaving warm weather behind with pumpkin spice lattes brewing and the ingredient that finds its way into everything from candles to pet shampoo. This squash is native to North America with the oldest pumpkin seeds dating back to 7,000 BC in Mexico. The word pumpkin originates from the word pepon, which means large melon in Greek. And our fascination for these large melons grows bigger when they reach record sizes. The current record holder here in the United States is Steve Geddon with his 2,528-pound pumpkin that garnered him $6,000 in prize money. On National Pumpkin Day, celebrate your favorite recipe or product that has you dreaming of a visit from the great pumpkin himself.
A 2,500-pound pumpkin? That's like John's worst nightmare.
I know,
it's
especially
the El Gordo Gourd.
Yeah.
Indeed.
If you'd like to know more, be sure to follow us on Facebook and check out our website, thenationaldailyshow.com. I'm Anna DeVere.
And I'm Chris Seacott.
Thanks for joining us as we celebrate every day.
See you tomorrow.